effort too.
Okay.
So are you active in a synagogue now?
We go to Temple Beth Shalom.
Okay.
I'm not very active. Mm-hmm. I spend time with Rabbi. I love Rabbi Goodman. He's our rabbi, and I think he's wonderful.
He is.
I do spend a lot of time with Rabbi Axelrod because he is extremely spiritual and would like to start a Jewish spiritual center here. And last month I went to the Parliament of the World's Religions in Salt Lake City. It was fabulous. There were 10,000 people representing almost every religion you can think of. And I spent a lot of time with Rabbi Axelrod there, and we have a meeting next month. I really like him. He really wants to start something spiritual here, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, those are good goals to have, and that shows a growth in the community, too.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I'm not very active anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you were really active when you were younger, and maybe that's when it's the most important.
Probably for your children to see that and when you have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought I was going to have a business when I was 66. And I just do. And my time is either spent working, doing things with Stillpoint, the few friends that I love and treasure and stay in touch with. My free time, I want to see my children and my parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
I totally relate to what you're saying there. So about being Jewish in Las Vegas, what do you think people should know?
It's not a problem.
That's good.
It's not. It's very easy to be Jewish in Las Vegas. There's the Women's League at our synagogue has such a fabulous outreach, and the people are so fabulous. Our rabbis are fabulous and very inclusive and embracing. They're so welcoming. I think it's very easy to be Jewish here if you want to.
Mm-hmm. And we have a huge population of Jewish residents.